Now, good morning. And I interrupt this broadcast to reciprocate what Classic FM has been doing for the past 3, 4, 5 years, and that's interrupting the music with a constant bombardment of ads and noise and really annoying stuff. To put you in picture, a few years ago, all I listened to was Classic FM from morning till night whenever I had music on at my Mac or out and about in the car, it would be Classic FM. And then they started bringing these adverts. And it wasn't just one, then it became two at a time. And then over the past 3 or 4 years, it was 3 at a time, 4 at a time. And just before the 8 o'clock news there, while I was in the shower, the last piece of music stopped playing, and we got bombarded by about 5 minutes. Now that doesn't sound long, but that is very long, of constant adverts. Some of them extremely loud and brash, for morning, 118, etc. Now I don't want to hear that in the morning, I don't want to hear anything. So just to say that Classic FM has lost one customer. I only listen now in the morning in the shower, and that's probably 3, 4 tracks, absolute maximum. That's assuming I can actually get 2 tracks together without an advert. And it's just so annoying that they've wasted a good radio station. Why doesn't BBC make a subscription channel? And now I don't know if this is possible at all, not unlike on a PC or a Mac computer. But why don't they say, look, they're looking for funds, obviously they're using adverts to, or advertisers to fund the programme. But why don't they bring out a subscription service where they say, okay, you can have the free one and this is what you're going to get, or you can pay X amount, an annual subscription or a monthly subscription, and get the ad-free version. And so long as it was a moderate monthly subscription, and I'm sure multiply that by hundreds of thousands of people in the UK alone that listen to Classic FM, they would get quite a bit of money from that, I'm sure. And I would gladly pay it, because I love Classic FM, but I'm just so frustrated at all this bombardment of adverts that has totally ruined a perfectly good radio station. So, before Dvorak finishes in his Slavonic dance, while I stand motionless in the showroom, he goes now, and I'll shut off, because guaranteed we're going to get some more adverts. But just a little rant on that, and I wonder if anybody else has noticed the same thing happen with Classic FM and have the same feelings. Would a subscription work? I'd pay for it. Bye for now.